kind of gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah-hoo, werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London.
Welcome, everybody. This is DJ Sammy K, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We've got a guest with us today, Armand. What mic are you on?
Armand 3.
Mic 3. My mistake. I put you on.
Hello?
Hello. All right, Armand. Yeah. All right. All right, so that first song you all heard was song. In the End by, I'm just going to say the artist, spell the artist, because singing out loud is inappropriate. STRFKR, get the idea?
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed that one. We're going to start it off the show with a caller in right now.
Oh, that's never happened before, has it?
No, it probably hasn't.
That's like a number one fan right now.
Yeah, number one fan.
Who is it?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Lucas.
Hello. Excited to be back on. Thanks for having me. Number one fan. Big fan. Hope you guys are doing well. Sorry, I'm getting a little nervous here on air.
Oh, don't be.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay, so question. What is your, for both of you guys, what's your guilty pleasure song? Like a song that like maybe people think is terrible, but you guys actually really like it a lot.
That's a very, very easy one. And it is Aerosmith. I forget what's it called, but Aerosmith's, let me just try to remember the name. I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. And also I Love College by Asher Roth. Like they're objectively very bad songs, but they just speak to me, you know?
Yeah, I Love College. You mentioned that last week.
I mentioned that last week.
Yesterday. It's yesterday to me, last week.
Not. What about you, Sam?
Me? Guilty pleasure song. Honestly, I have to think about that for a little more. I don't know.
Oh, so you just don't feel guilty about anything?
No, I mean...
If you want me...
What about you, Lucas?
What about you, Lucas?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Mine definitely, by far and away, has to be Somebody to Love by Justin Bieber. Definitely my guilty pleasure song.
Yeah, that's a good guilty pleasure song.
It's a great, like... I know Justin Bieber like gets such a bad rap, but that song has to be. It's amazing. Amazing song.
Actually, speaking of Justin Bieber, this is not a song that I... that's my guilty pleasure, but... From his new album, I think, Intentions by Justin Bieber featuring Quavo. I actually really like that song.
I thought he had a new album last week out, right? Or am I wrong?
There's a new album, Changes.
Yeah, I've not heard of that one, but yeah.
Yeah, I like Intentions by Justin Bieber featuring Quavo, but...
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's new, so check it out. I'm not playing it tonight, but listen to it.
Okay. How are you doing, Lucas?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
We're always good. What about... Yeah, dude, how's the... You said Justin Bieber, right?
Yeah.
Sam's not giving us a guilty pleasure song.
I can't think of
something really, really bad and he just embarrassed about it, right?
No, the only thing I can think of is 100 Gex, which we've had this...
But 100 Gex is not a guilty pleasure song. It's an objectively, subjectively... good song. It's probably like one of the
best.
Money Machine is definitely a very good song. It's not a guilty pleasure song by any means.
I'll
give you guys my other one would have to be Saving Me by Nickelback. Everyone hates Nickelback, but that song, very good song.
Yeah, even Rockstar is like really good, right?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, there are a few guilty pleasure songs, but like I don't know, like, consider guilty pleasure songs. You just like what you like, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you should characterize your song based on how other people...
No, I mean, like, objectively, like, I can see why. Like, but at the same time, I can see why I Love College by Asher Roth is not a good song. But at the same time, I just sometimes vibe with it.
Okay.
You know?
Makes sense.
But, yeah. Any other questions, Lucas?
No, that's it. I won't take up any more of you guys' time, but thank you so much for letting me be the first caller.
And, always.
Keep it up. You guys are doing great.
Thanks, Lucas.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Night.
All right. Great call. Yep. Guilty pleasure song. Something to ponder, something to think about. All right, so we'll move along with the music. Up next, we have Cape Cod... Kwasa Kwasa by Vampire Weekend, so enjoy.
As a young girl, so unnatural, Peter Gabriel too. Feels so unnatural, Peter Gabriel.
Buttons right
all right now. Yeah, sorry, I figured it out, sorry, made a mistake. All right, so you just heard Girl by Alexander 23 after Vampire Weekend. Yeah,
that was fun. That was
yeah.
a good song.
Yeah,
just
I
added it to my Spotify. That was a good song.
Yeah, shout out to Leanne for sharing that song with me. Actually, in case you guys didn't know, Leanne and I have a playlist where we share music that we think each other will like. It's called the Tufts Wellesley Exchange. A lot of good songs have come from this playlist.
Okay.
All right. Looks like we've got another caller already, man. So, yeah.
Oh, it looks like, yeah, this is the Calling Shin show now.
All right.
Hello.
Hi. Bert, is that you?
Hi. Yeah, this is Bert. Am I on the air?
Yes, you're live, yeah.
Awesome. This is great to be back on, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course.
So, I just wanted to start with a question. It was now a few months ago, but I never really got your thoughts on it. So, Taylor Swift, right? Taylor Swift, obviously we all know and love her, our favorite country musician. Born in 89, eventually that was an inspiration for one of her album titles, obviously.
Yes.
But basically, recently, the Carlyle Group, it's a private equity firm. They're a mega cat firm. They bought her songs, basically. They bought her.
Why do you keep asking, Bert? You call every week and then you just ask us about finance questions. Like,
No. This is not.
You know, both of us are not into finance here.
Let me finish. So she doesn't have the copyright ownership of her songs anymore. I'm just really curious to hear your thoughts. Should she be entitled to her songs that she recorded? It's more about artist agency than it is finance, see?
I guess so.
I don't know the answer to that. I'm sorry.
Should she have the rights to her music?
Like, if she sold it, then no. But
yeah. I mean,
like, she signed a contract.
Yeah.
And they gave it to her. And
yeah.
Then the contract, the song is given away. So I don't get it.
Well, yeah, I'm in the armor.
I'm not sure if she really sold it. She was very young and she signed a contract.
Was she under 18?
It's about artist agency here. Like, should artists be able to reclaim this stuff? I think the record label sold it.
Interesting.
It's a tricky question. I can move
it is
on.
Tricky. You know, yeah, move on. Let's move on.
Yeah,
something right. To ponder.
So, I'm wondering for Taylor's sake, how much would you pay to have her stop making music?
I wouldn't pay anything. Like, I don't mind her music at all. Actually, in fact, I kind of like it. So.
Yeah, why do you have such a utilitarian worldview, dude? Like, why does everything have to have a price? Why does everything have a value to you?
This seems to be more like Armand's show right now. Sammy, can we talk a bit?
I'm not gonna
respond.
All right.
It's okay. Sam, so what are your thoughts on CrossFit?
On what?
CrossFit. CrossFit.
Oh no, I know CrossFit. Yeah. I think it's cool. I don't necessarily partake in it myself, but you know, I was just thinking.
It's an effective way to build muscle mass.
I'm not exactly. I mean, yeah, I do run a lot, but like, I just think any exercise in general that makes you feel more confident, makes you feel better about yourself, whether or not it actually builds muscle or makes you stronger, faster, whatnot. I think any exercise that you like, just do it. Like I was at the gym earlier today. Like, I don't know if. I mean, yeah, it's probably helping me get stronger, but like. Yeah, I just do it because it's fun, you know? I don't really do it for the gains, you know?
Have you heard of Eastern Odyssey, by the way? Setting Sail has become my new favorite song, and I just wanted to pitch that to your audience.
All right,
they're low-key. No, I'm serious. I'm like, if the audience is listening right now, Setting Sail by Eastern Odyssey. Great for studying, partying, all in between.
Great.
Before I go, I just wanted to let you know that.
Thanks for sharing.
Of course. The music show, like, it's just trying to do a bit of service here. Lastly, like, my final question, like, it's a bit frustrating. I just want to say, Sam, like, you've been having a lot of co-hosts on recently. I'm just wondering if the pressure of going solo and disc jockeying solo has been getting to you.
No, there's no pressure at all. It's just, I like spending time with Armand. Like, I feel like he adds something to the show that, you know, I wouldn't be able to provide myself. And, you know, people, like, it's midnight, it's 12:20 actually
I
now.
Love it.
Best time in the morning. But some people, like, they're about to go to bed. Like, they're either going to stay up and listen to my show. Like, I'm trying to make it entertaining, and Armand really adds something, you know?
No, I agree with that. I find Armand to be very...
I find you to be entertaining, too, Bert.
Can we itemize Armand's contributions? What would you say are 3 to 7 things that
All right. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate all the questions.
So I think number one would be my ability to end conversations. So thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Before I go, can we meet up in Boston at one point? Would you be around that? Is that possible or is that illegal according to radio jockey standards?
I mean, honestly, I still don't know who you are, so I wouldn't feel comfortable meeting up with you personally.
Oh my God, what's wrong with the casual internet meetup?
Okay.
Have you seen Chris Hansen?
Have you seen Hansen versus Predator?
Shout out to Chris Hansen.
I'm Bert from BU.
Okay. I still don't believe that, but you can say what you want. Where else would you be from? I have an idea, but whatever. All right.
What?
Thanks, Bert from BU.
I'm not
from.
All right.
Questrom School of Business. BU.
All right. Okay. Thanks for calling, Bert. We appreciate the conversation.
Please call every week.
We're going to play.
I find you very entertaining.
Yeah, it's
Thank
pretty
you.
Entertaining.
I'll Okay.
All right.
Thank
thanks so for much. Calling.
Thanks, man.
I'll leave you. I'll
right.
be back next week. Hopefully.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
It was great speaking with you guys. Thank you so much. Doing great work.
Yeah. Bye-bye. All right. All right. Bert from BU. I still don't think he's from BU.
I don't think he is either.
But that's okay. We'll move on from that. All right. Next up, we've got Sophie.
Yes.
Umsum.
Prepare for your ears to be amazed.
Yeah. We'll discuss this song afterwards. So, yeah enjoy it. All right.
Yeah.
Sumsum by yeah. Sophie.
I need a few seconds to recollect my thoughts.
Yeah, me too.
That was amazing.
Yeah, so when was the first... I actually showed it to you the first time you heard it. Last weekend?
Like, no, that was like 2 weekends ago, right?
2 weekends ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you have been a big Sophie fan for a while, right?
I never heard that song, even though it's like one of the more popular songs for some reason. I only got into the last album, her last album, which was... I forget what's it called. Pearl Oil and Heartbreak? I forget. Yeah, isn't that? Oh, I'll just...
Let me double check.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got so much music. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, I just like all the singles. Like, Sum, Lemonade.
Yeah, Oil of Every Pearl. Yeah, that's what... That album... I got into it after that album. I didn't actually listen to anything outside of that album, but once you showed me Sum, wow.
Wow, yeah, it's great. I mean,
and if you're wondering how you spell that, it's MSN, right?
MSM.
Yeah, so just keep typing that on Spotify. It'll show up somewhere. Yeah.
All right. I'm going to move. Actually, there's a caller right now, so we're going to take this caller.
Better not be Bert.
Yeah, better not be Bert. All right. All right, caller on air.
Hello.
Who are you?
Can I request the song?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
I'd like to hear The Ballad of Ira Hayes by Johnny Cash.
Ballad of Ira Hayes by Johnny Cash. We'll see if we can fit it in. I don't know if I can promise because I got a playlist for the show, but yeah.
Well, it's the anniversary of Iwo Jima, and Ira Hayes raised the flag on Iwo Jima.
Okay.
He was one of the Marines that raised the flag on Iwo Jima.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we'll play it next, right?
We'll play it. Not next, but I'll play it in the next couple songs. Does that sound good?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thanks. Have a good night.
All right. So yeah. We'll play that song.
Yeah.
Ballad of Ira Hayes. All right. So. Any more thoughts on Sophie?
Just a very good artist.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I can see the controversy. Like, we played it for other people, and they didn't seem that interested. But
yeah, it's very loud, but I like it.
Yeah, it's loud. There's a lot going on, but, I mean, you just got to vibe with it, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so, we'll move on to the next song. This song is called Can You Discover by Discovery.
Yeah.
This song is actually from... the movie Booksmart, which we can talk about afterwards if you've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
All right, cool. All right. Can you discover?
About to not leave. Ooh, baby, 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 baby. Hayes, Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people. There's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned the hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira done. And when did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
All right, Ballad of Ira Hayes by Johnny Cash. Yeah. Also, looks like you've got another caller in for us. Maverick. Where are you calling from, Maverick?
As you know, from when I called in last, I really like my privacy.
Yeah.
And I don't want to divulge my current locations.
Okay.
That being said, this week I do have a... Well, I do have a music-related inquiry.
Oh, good.
First, I'd like to apologize for Armand.
No,
it's
fine. We sorted the love triangle out. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I did my research and found that I came to conclusions too early.
Yeah.
But now it brings us to our music inquiry of the week.
Sure. Yeah. Let's go, Maverick.
This week, I listened to Atlantic City by the band. I'm sure you must know it. It's a great song. The band, of course, Bob Dylan's backup. And it turns out that this song is not even originally by them, being the older band. It's a Bruce Springsteen song.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I listened to the Bruce Springsteen version, and it was terrible. I was going to use a different word, but I forgot the requirements of being on air.
Yeah, that's true. Be careful.
So my question is, you know, everyone loves Bruce Springsteen. You know, he's the boss.
Yes.
But this song, it was absolute trash. And the new version was much better, being the Bob Dylan rewrite. I was just wondering, can a sequel to a song, a remake of a song, be better than the original, even though the original is made by such a classic artist?
There's another Bob Dylan song that has a better...
Armand, I wanted Sam to answer this.
Sam, okay. I think so. I think it's possible. I can't think of any examples off the top of my head, but... I think definitely it's for sure possible. Armand's actually motioning to me Jimi Hendrix. So.
Jimi Hendrix also a sequel to Bob. Huh?
Jaime?
What?
Jaime Hendrix. One of my favorite guitarists.
Jaime Hendrix.
I said Jimi Hendrix.
Jimmy.
Well, the correct pronunciation, but we'll get to that later, I guess.
All right, let's keep it quick, though.
Yeah, okay.
We got more music.
Yeah, we will keep it quick.
Yeah. All right, great. All right, anything else? What did you have about Jimi Hendrix?
Along the Watchtower, it was a sequel, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's actually a wonderful
song. It's also a Bob Dylan song, so... And it's a lot better because of the guitar, right?
Great in a lot of cinematic areas. Just long song, great guitar solo.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to the next question.
Final inquiry before I leave you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I want to keep it quick. I mean, before I ask this question, Armand, what's your major?
Econ and IR.
Okay, so even you and Sam, both versions of economics. I was hoping one of you were a doctor. Had a long day of yesterday kind of playing ice hockey with some of my boys. I discovered when I was disrobing, I had quite the rash. I was wondering if you knew the next steps and what I should do for that.
I think just put some cream on it. Maybe.
Yeah.
It's crawling around my waist. Any creams you would recommend?
Any creams?
I
There's one cream that you always do, like when you get bug bites.
Yeah,
that cream
Neosporin.
Maybe. No, that's not Neosporin.
No. A bug bite's different than a rash.
What type of rash?
I recommend you see a dermatologist.
Why is it on a radio show?
What's your number? I could send you pictures. No.
Please don't.
No, do not send pictures.
Yeah, okay.
See a licensed professional.
Get to the diagnosis.
All right, we can't diagnose you. We're sorry.
So we can't see it. We don't want to see it.
You know what?
Like, why are you talking about this?
We're just over the airwaves, you know? There's not much we can do here.
Yeah, like...
Okay.
Okay, if there's anyone who can solve his rash problems, please call in.
Please call in and I'll link you up.
Yeah, we link it.
I appreciate it. I actually take a great guidance from the show. It's almost a life motto.
That's great.
I want you to reach out to Megan and apologize for what I said last time as well before I leave you.
We've apologized.
We've apologized profusely.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay, though. We all make mistakes.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you as well.
Classy Sam.
Yeah.
And thank you for your unique American perspective, Armand.
You know I'm an American citizen, right? I am from San Jose.
Okay, so he hung up.
I'm a little pissed off at that guy.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You know, Maverick, that was... Yeah, all right. We'll move on, though. Yeah. All right, actually, I wanted to talk about Can You Discover by Discovery real quick. Good song. Booksmart from Booksmart.
Good movie.
It's from... Yeah, good song. All right.
Good movie.
All right. Next up, we've got Get Down by B4-4.
Oh, yes.
If any song is a guilty pleasure, it's probably this one.
Talking about guilty pleasure, but Sam actually does have a guilty pleasure. It's Get Down, but it's not really a guilty pleasure. This is a really good song.
Yeah. All right. Without further ado.
And cover you from now until the day I die. I will take your places that you only think about when you're asleep at night. Let me take the time to understand, and I will set your spirit free. Whoa.
Get Down by B44, followed by Jump Up Quickly by Mungo's Hi-Fi.
That's really, both of them really good songs.
Yeah, so yeah, we
but
can
but for talk, two different, completely different reasons.
Yeah, so Get Down by B44, first time I heard that, watching the H3 Productions video about
90s boy band.
Yeah, 90s boy band. That's a great video. If you guys don't know H3, yeah, definitely watch his videos.
Really funny.
Great video. Great song, by the way. The lyricism of that song
is insane.
Yeah.
Like, he is, like, I don't know.
They
are just like...
It's a boy band.
It's a boy band. Like... The music video, also top-notch.
Yeah, top-notch. I love the beginning, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, you just gotta see it to believe it, you know?
Yeah,
it's a great song.
It's a great song.
Get Down, B44, music video, check it out.
Yeah. And then the second song.
Second song... Jump Up Quickly.
Oh, wow. That's like a drum and bass anthem right there.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
The bass line on that.
That's a party song. That's just, you can listen to it by yourself. Study song.
I don't know. Just
gym song, running song. Anything.
Song, just like song to listen to.
Yes.
Sad boy song, you can listen to when you're sad.
I don't know.
No, it is. You can get sad to it.
Oh, have you?
No, I've not. But okay. I can see myself getting sad to it.
Okay, that's fair. All right. Yeah. Glad we had two bangers back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
All right, time for a PSA. Chronic fatigue syndrome affects more than 1 million Americans. CFS is real, and it can be devastating. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed. Get diagnosed. Get help. All right.
Wow, that reading was immaculate.
Yeah, I'm just working on my...
The voice...
Yeah, just, you know, working on my reading voice because, I don't know,
it was
something to work on. Thanks. All right. We've got 10 minutes left. Wow. Time sure does fly.
Yeah. Thanks for all the callers. Bert, Maverick.
Didn't get the name of the other one. The Ballad of Ira Hayes, the guy.
The Ballad of Ira Hayes and Lucas.
Yeah, Lucas, of course. All right. So next up, we've got some Kevin Abstract. American Boyfriend, A Suburban Love Story. Sorry, I was confusing with the Brockhampton.
I was going to say American Boy Band.
American Boyfriend, A Suburban Love Story. This song is called Empty. It's very good.
Yeah, it's really good. He's the head of Brockhampton.
Yeah, head of Brockhampton, if you guys didn't know. He started the group.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. All right,
let's
Empty.
Let's go.
All right.
Sweaty palms as I walk down this empty road. I got a mom but we ain't spoke, and I don't know. I had a heart, don't speak to me anymore. And life get hard, but these last days be minimal. I'm just trying to get my bands up while you running through the banners. I don't understand this. You should find your way. I hate my yearbook photo, I hate my passport, I hate my last name, I hate everything it stands for. I should probably fucking transfer. Blue and brown jazz ports out of public transport. I never went to prom, now I'm stuck on the dance floor. Just holding your hand, just holding your hand. It's getting really late, so I gotta go home. Mom's blowing off my phone, so I gotta go home. Your front door on my 12 speed. I got your emotions tattooed on my sleeve. I think about you all the time. I've waited for you all my life. I need you right here by my side.
She'll send the call out, 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 send. Call the ladies out, they're in their finery. 100 jewels on first, 100 jewels between teeth. Now bring my boys in, they're skinning craters like the moon. The moon we love like a brother, while he glows through the room. Dancing around the lies we tell, dancing around big eyes as well. Even the comatose, they don't dance and tell. We live in cities, you'll never see on screen. Not very pretty, but we sure know how.
Empty by Kevin Abstract, followed by Team by Lord.
For shout out to Jack.
Shout out to my roommate Jack. He really likes Team by Lord. I don't think he's listening right now. But shout out to Jack because, yeah, I played that song because he liked it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Hope you all like it too.
Yeah.
Probably one of my favorite Lord songs. Wow. It's 12:58. Time really flies.
It does when you're having fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for all the callers.
Yeah, thanks for all the callers. It was a good time. Got some good songs in here too. Really vibing out here.
Yeah.
WMFO studio. All right. yeah, so I will send you all with one more song to bring in the next show. So yeah, as always, this is DJ Sam McCann, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. We've got Armand here as the guest. He's a regular now, I guess.
It's like my fifth time here.
Yeah. Alright. Alright, last song, Uncle Iroh by Toby Lou. Enjoy.
Okay.
See you later.
In a puncho, I got so fucked up in Toronto. I sew my eyes closed like a blindfold. Ice cold green tea, whoa, Uncle Iroh. I went stupid on the wrist. I look candid in my pics. Who that talking all that shit? I want him to meet my fist. We don't play that little bitch. You so fake like counterfeit. I'm just getting off this fit. Toby getting kinda thick. They don't know me, they not hip. They could blow me, suck a dick. They don't know that I won't quit. They don't know I'm too legit. And my phone on 2%. I think me and you should dip.